Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for tuning in today for what promises to be another great show. Our lineup today is the usual awesome conversation and free psychic readings for callers just like you. And there's no catches, no strings attached. We are here. Our mission and purpose is to share with you a little slice of beauty. Beautiful information, beautiful personalities, and beautiful gifts and talents to help you along in this beautiful experience called life. Lizette, hi, good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock here on the East Coast, and it's 7 a.m. in Australia. The reason I know that is because today we have a beautiful show lined up for you, and one of our amazing guests is a person who is currently residing in Australia. All right, so we get to enjoy a really pretty accent along with some amazing talent and a wonderful personality. And I'm going to introduce our guests in just a bit, so hold on a second. My name is Drew Pillow. I'm going to be your host for this show today. But joining me in the host position will be Jenny McDaniel. Jenny McDaniel is a psychic medium, karmic quantum healer. Ask her what that means. And also a hypnotherapist, massage therapist, and a partridge in a pear tree. Now, Jenny McDaniel is just so uber talented. It's just, we can talk about her for the whole show, but we're not going to do that today. You have to call in on Thursdays to find out more about her and her show, The Alchemy Sisters. That airs Thursdays at 9 p.m. But for today, we have Marie Chandler. Marie Chandler is a face reader. Ask her what that means. And also a psychosomatic therapist. We're going to find out what that means, too, in just a moment. But first, let's talk to Jenny McDaniel. Jenny, how are you today?
Doing pretty good, Drew. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. No complaints. No complaints.
Excellent.
I'm excited. So the switchboard is full. And for those who are listening on Blog Talk Radio right now, the way to connect with us on the switchboard, in case you have a comment or question, is to dial this number. Here's the number. Write it down.
The phone lines are open. The number is 424-258-9300. Call now.
I don't know if it's my headset turned up really loud, but everything sounds really loud. Is that really loud to you guys?
Not too bad. No.
Okay. Okay, so we got the phone line out there. That's the phone number. That's the number to call. So let's go ahead and just jump right into this, and let's talk to our first guest, who is Marie Chandler. Hi, Marie.
Hi, Drew. Hi, Jenny.
Hi there.
Good morning to you. It's 7 a.m. out there, eh?
It is.
It's very early. It's so weird the way that works. It's dinner time here. It's breakfast time there. It's tomorrow there, actually, isn't it?
I'm already on tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it's Monday morning in Australia, so we're talking into the future. So
wow.
it's good to know that the world is still here tomorrow, guys, so rest easy. So Marie Chandler, you are a face reader.
Correct.
That's interesting. DPR presents a lineup of shows to stimulate your mind
and broaden your horizons.
I didn't do that. Sunday, Spiritual Awakenings, Spiritual Discussions, and Open Phone Lines. Monday, Soulwise 5.0.
One moment.
Take your spiritual awakening to the next level. Journey Back into the Light, Mondays at 7 p.m. with Jen Green. Wednesdays.
I didn't do that. I don't know who did that. We have a ghost here. But, yeah, I had to override.
So tell me, Marie, what is face reading and how do you do it and how long have you been doing it?
Okay, so I've been doing it for over 10 years. And I guess just on my progression, after I became a trainer in NLP, I felt like it's all very well working with the mind, but there's something more. And different circumstances guided me and I ended up meeting Hermann Muller. who's a great face reader and psychosomatic therapist. He was the founder of this work. And so in a nutshell, I describe it as the body, really, we're an energy system. And then the healthness and fitness of the body we can see in the face. So when you're reading someone's face, you're getting insight into the whole biography of their story. And you're also getting insights into the health of their body, where they're holding on to and suppressing emotions, and where there might be an excess.
Wow.
Fascinating. I love that.
Wow. I've been a face reader my whole life, but all I can see is, ooh, good looking, ooh, not so good looking. But that's not what it's all about. So you can really do all that just by looking at a person's face.
Yeah, so something I like to do if people aren't sure what they want to do in their career, one of the things is it's really reflecting back to people who they are, being the mirror for them. So letting people know where their gifts are, where they're better in some areas of life than others, but also where their potential challenges are. So it's not really something that's a judgment thing, because there's no right or wrong, good or bad. It just is. But just letting you know, maybe you're more preferable to using your mind than you are being practical. So it helps people identify where they should go in a job.
That's good. I wish I had sent you a picture of me before this so that you could have, or even Jenny, so that you could have kind of took a look at us. That would have been weird. I mean, not weird, but interesting.
We can do that after the show, no problem.
Okay. So, how does a typical session go? I mean, when you read a person's face, do you have to know information about their background? Do you have to touch their face?
Yes. So what I do, because everybody's a unique individual, so I would actually change my face reading style dependent on the person in front of me. So some people might not enjoy touch. And so from the beginning, I wouldn't really touch them, but when in speaking to them, making them feel comfortable, making them more aware of themselves, then you can go deeper into a reading. So one of the things I do, we take a photo of the individual and then we split the photo into two parts. So if you put a line down the middle of your face, the left-hand side is actually created to the right-hand side of your brain. So the left-hand side is your feminine creative side. And that relates to your creative part of your brain. The right-hand side of your face is connected to the left-hand side of your brain. So that's your logical side, and we call that your masculine side. So one of the things, I have an app that we take your photo and split it down the middle, and then we reflect. So what you're faced with is your masculine side and your feminine side. So you literally have a visual of the two parts that reside within.
Oh.
That is really interesting. You know, I work in a healing center, and the lady who owns it walked up to me and she's like, there's this guy in Australia. He's taking pictures of people, and he's very versed. I can't remember his name right now. But I think he might have had a woman partner too, I'm not sure. He would take photos of the face, and he would say that we're so unsymmetrical, and he would take two sides of he would take the right side and basically flip it over so you just had two right sides of your faces put together as a full face, and you wouldn't even look like yourself anymore. It was phenomenal and fantastic, and he would have you go through this process of healing and inner work, and before you know it, the people became more symmetrical and more balanced, and when he would do that side-by-side comparison, the results were miraculous. This is very interesting, and I was wildly interested in it, and my boss, I think, is actually going to go to one of the seminars or trainings in Australia, so I can even get some more information that way, especially making an appointment with you, potentially. So wonderful. I'm so glad that you're on our show and that you're sharing that. That's something I don't run across every day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, in addition to being a face reader, you are a psychosomatic therapist. Did I say that correctly?
That's correct, yeah.
And what is that? What is that? Psychosomatic.
Okay. So basically what that means, if I break it down, psychosomatic means mind-body. So it's actually about mind-body communication. So when I said earlier we're all an energy system, if we think about the body, the first thing that comes is the skeletal system. And the skeleton grows, I guess, from, you know, up to age of 7. So anything that happens in your life up to the age of 7, so parental influences, the community that you're in, will actually affect how your bones are growing. So that's the underlying structure. And then on top of that, you have like muscles and fat. And so when you're reading a body, you actually get more information into the structure of the system as well as the energy flow of the system. And so the psychosomatic part of the work is basically, as we look at someone's body and read their body, or if they've got some diseases, then we can get more insights into that individual. So for example, we start off learning about the 7 chakras and knowing that if there's a block in one of your chakras, it's going to affect you on a physical level. And so quite often when I meet people and we talk about some illness or injury that they've had, with regards to injury, we say there's no accident, there's only incident. And so if we're not listening, the universe will bring something to our attention. So in the beginning, it'll be a little poke. And if we're not listening, it'll be something that'll bring it to our attention. And if we still don't listen, we'll literally get hit by the Mack truck.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I know that one. I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
With that, yeah. If you listen carefully, you can catch it while it's subtle. But nah, not me. The building's got to fall on my head to get my attention. That, yeah, you said a little bit of fat, and you had me at fat. So
just protection. It's just protection.
Well, yeah,
so depending on where the excess is, we just need to see what it is that area relates to. So, for example, if it's in the base, then it's around security and safety. If it's in the throat, it's around expression.
What if it's in the belly? What if it's your belly?
That's your creative center.
Oh, I'm very creative.
There you go. Imagine how much more creative you could be. It's about really tapping into who you are.
I'm gonna introduce our other guest in just a moment. We finally got her connected. I want to say that I like how you brought chakras into the discussion. You know, it's a conversation. It's about healing, and it's about getting insight onto, you know, where you are health wise and where you might be best. You know, what your best path might be. But, you know, chakras, that's weird. Like, I don't hear a lot of people talk about that, but it's such an important part of who we are. But it's not physical. It's not, what is it? Like, how do chakras relate to our body? Where are they? They're not physical things. What are they?
No, so we have 7 base ones people know about. There's actually 12, and I think like 144 or something, I'm not sure. But when we look at those base 7, they're related in Indian philosophy, and they're basically wheels that move the energy around the body. So when you have a stuckness, they're not flowing, so the energy isn't flowing. So when you look at the body, actually, even though we talk about it as an energy system and something people might not believe resides within us, when you look at the body, it's like an external manifestation of the health of the chakra. So what we're doing is just bringing all of that information together to give you greater insight.
Oh, wow. That's really important. People need to know that in order to have optimum health. I think that's something that you address, Jenny, in your healing work. I mean, as a massage therapist, but not just the physical therapy, but also the energetic healing and alignment, right?
Very important. Oftentimes I'll take people on shamanic journeys through certain chakras that are popping up that need work. And sometimes it's attached to parallel lives. Sometimes it's something in this existence, and it's, yeah, it will show blocks. And the Asians, the Chinese specifically, they use the meridian. So if you've ever had acupuncture, they put the needle in a certain meridian, which are, again, invisible lines that run through the body that relate to energy and functionality of the body. And so the Indians were very, it's very popular in the chakra practice, and then the Asians often use the meridians, but I like using them both and kind of working, merging them together and using as many invisible, or energy points to work with. So very important, both of them.
I think, I'm always trying to simplify things so that I can, internalize the understanding. Like as a smile is an outward expression of a good mood. So your health could be an outward expression of the state of your energetic body. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
See, I figured out something. Alrighty. So, but nobody's as basic as I am. So when I do that, it's just for me. Because I know you guys, the listeners, I know you all know all about all this stuff. I'm the new kid on the block, and that's really okay. So what we're going to do really quickly is we're going to go to a quick commercial. We're going to bring on our other guest, and we're going to make this conversation the more the merrier. We have callers lined up, ready to ask their questions, get their comments in, and participate in this show. We're doing a great job right now. We are live with Jamie McDaniel, myself, Marie Chandler, and also I'm not Marie Chandler. Marie Chandler's our guest. I'm Drew Pillow. But we're going to play this quick commercial. There, we'll be back, and we're going to bring on Alicia Venable Alsabrook, and I'm pretty sure I said that. I just totally murdered that name, but she's going to help us to get it right. So one moment. You are listening to DPR Presents with Drew Pillow and Jenny McDaniel. Visit us on the web at dprpresents.com and open your mobile device and download any podcasting app and subscribe to us, DPR Presents. And we're back. What a painless commercial. And like the commercial said, go download a podcasting app and type in DPR Presents, and you can stay up to date on all our shows with all our amazing guests and all this great information that we're sharing with you. So, special guest, Alicia. Am I saying your name right? Alicia.
Alicia.
Alicia. See, I couldn't just keep it simple. It's what it looks like, Alicia. So, Alicia.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and you sound like you're calling from the U.S. somewhere in the South. You have a Southern accent. Where are you calling from today? Huh?
I'm in Alabama.
Oh,
Alabama.
I wish I had some twangy music. Introduce you with some twangy music. So welcome to our show. We appreciate you taking out the time to join us. You are here with Jenny McDaniel. You missed the intro.
Hi.
Jenny's a psychic medium extraordinaire, and I'm Drew Pillow. I'm the host with the most, and Marie Chandler, face reader, psychosomatic therapist, and you have joined us, and you are Alicia, and you're a psychic, you're a medium, but you also do Reiki, and you do something I never heard of before. I'm trying to pull it up really quickly, but you don't have to wait for me. You can just tell us what it is. It was a certain type of reading that you do that I haven't heard of before. What's it called? The Amadeus?
That's healing.
Is that what it's called? Tell us about that. What is that?
It's called Amadeus. It's a healing method. It's from a whole or a soul perspective, and I use it to stream consciousness that is from God's love and light and force.
Mm.
So I contemplate it with, incorporate it with the Reiki when I do distance healing.
Mm. Distance healing. So you can heal people from, I'm in Ohio, you're in Alabama, I can connect with you on Skype and have a session, and you can do healing on me from long distance.
Yeah, I wouldn't even need to be on Skype with you.
Wow. Love it. I love it. Amadeus. What does that mean? I thought it was. It sounds like a.
It's really the sacred energy of the universe. It's through the love of God, and is one of the most ancient techniques for doing good to others at the physical, mental, and emotional and level.
Very interesting. Where did you pick that up? Where did you run across that modality or teachings?
Actually, I was called a shaman, and I'm a retired nurse, and my past life goes back to all of this. But it's in a way of shamanism, and it is just, you know, just like you use Reiki, it's all with symbols and the force of energy. It is amazing.
What was that?
Uh-oh. Did we lose you?
I think we might have lost her.
Alicia? She might need to do some healing on her connection. No, I'm just playing. So what we're going to do while we're waiting on her to reconnect, because she will. Her signal's been chopping in and out for a minute. But she'll be back in just a second. So while we're waiting, what we can do is we can take some callers. Now, it's going to be a little bit difficult for, you know, we talked about this before the show. Alicia, you back? Alicia, when you're back, just say, hey, I'm back. So, because she probably
Hey, all right, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. So,
okay, great.
Jenny, you had a question for Alicia?
She answered. She kind of went into the shamanic space, and that's where she ran across this particular practice, which I thought was very interesting, and I like the feel of them, and do a little more research around that.
Yeah, Amadeus.
Amadeus.
Definitely, because I had never heard of it until after I retired from nursing. I just started doing some hospice work, and the patient that I was seeing, his family told me before I got there that he was saying, lock the door, the shaman is coming, lock the door, the shaman is coming. You know, he was ready to pass and ready to let go, and I helped him cross when he did.
Wonderful.
But that was just amazing experience, and that's what got me into it, how I started.
Well, what I did was I took a moment to go into my research database, which is also known as Google, and I typed in Amadeus. So Amadeus shamanic healing. It's a thing. It's a thing. I never heard of it before, but we're all hearing about it today. So now we know about it. And it says the love of God. It's one of the ancient techniques for doing good to others at the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. There's books on it and everything else. But you guys are our listeners. You guys are in for a treat today, because we are going to offer you an opportunity to experience Amadeus healing. Is that okay, Alicia?
That is great with me.
Cool.
We can be doing some physical or emotional healing, and I can throw in some colors in there for this healing.
Good. This is going to be amazing. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm excited to find out. Now, before we take the calls we see you holding. You're doing a great job. We are really proud of you for doing such a great job of holding. You know what? I've been taking this hypnotherapy class, so I'm a little weird. But what I want to talk about before we get into that, I want to talk about how the listeners can contact you ladies beyond the show. You have websites, you have Facebook pages. Let's start with Marie Chandler. Marie, if our listeners would like to contact you in order to take part, you know, to benefit from the services that you offer, how can they do that? Do you have a website?
Yeah, I have a website. It's www.facereadingsydney.com.au.
.com.au. The .au is for Australia, I think.
Australia, that's correct.
Yeah. So Face Reading Sydney. You know what? I wrote it down, but if you go to the website of the show, of today's show, you can just click a link and it'll take you there. And also, you're on Facebook. You're available to be contacted on Facebook as well?
That's correct. So, yeah, if you type in Face Reading Sydney, So I have a Facebook page and I also have a business page. So you can connect via friends as with Face Reading Sydney. And there's also a business page.
And yeah. Sydney is like Australia.
Correct.
Yeah.
S-Y-D-N-E-Y, Sydney.
Okay, good. I'm liking that page. Wait a minute. Oh, we're friends. It's a friend thing. So go there and friend up, facereadingsydney.com.au, and also on Facebook. And I have the links there. You can just click those links and teleport magically there, and you can be in connection with Marie Chandler. And there's a cool video of her on there, too, if you want to see her talking and doing her thing. It's right there on live on Facebook. So additional. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Marie.
Sorry. Yeah. So no, I can even if you're not in Sydney, I use Skype and Zoom. So I mean, I have clients in Japan, the UK, the US. So it's not a barrier not being present with someone because you're present with them when you see their face. It's the eye to eye soul connection.
That was my question, if we do Skype as opposed to sending a picture. Okay, cool. Yeah, good.
Oh, I'm going to send you my picture now. Can I do that?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to send you my picture. Do I have to look good in this picture, or can it just be a regular, candid photo?
As long as I can see both sides of the face.
Okay.
The left and right, yeah.
No filters. Okay, so I'm going to send, while we're waiting, I'm going to send Marie Chandler a picture of myself and Jenny McDaniel, and you can just pick whichever one you feel drawn to, and maybe you can tell us something, you know, show us what you're working with. And so now, while we're and then let's not forget Alicia. There's a way to contact Alicia. Alicia, how would the listeners contact you if they so desire?
We might have lost her.
Now, if you listen in the silence, what she was actually saying is that she's available on Facebook, and you can join her by just going to the show page for today, click the link, boom, presto, magico, you're right there, and you can send her a request, and you can like her. And she also moderates a really popular page on Facebook. It's a group. I think they do free psychic readings, and she's going to tell us all about that when she returns. Alicia, when you're back, just say, hey, here I am. And then while we're at it, let's also talk about how to connect with Jenny McDaniel. You can connect with Jenny McDaniel through email. She provides a variety of services through email and also through Skype. And her Facebook is Jenny.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Here you?
Yep.
There she is. Did we lose you again? Oh, we lost her again. She'll be back.
She'll be back.
So, yeah. Jenny.McDaniel on Facebook and Jenny.McDaniel@gmail.com, and we'll be getting Alicia back. It's weird. We can connect perfectly with Australia, but Alabama.
That's saying something.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Can we hear you again? Well, I guess. Alicia, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
There we go. Cool. I was going to change the name to Alicia, Can You Hear Me? So I was going to change the name
now
of the show. Yeah. So what we're going to do now, I gave everyone the information on how to contact you on Facebook, but you also are the admin moderator of a popular group on Facebook. What's the name of that group?
Yeah, I started this group about a year ago. It's called Free Psychic Readings and Spiritual Connections. We have a little over 63,000 right now.
63,000 people? That's a
yes,
whole lot.
Yes, it's growing very fast.
That's a lot of people.
It is.
The popular
I got a
group.
Great group.
Yeah, that's actually how I found you. I joined that group. I was like, let's see what's going on here. Let's see what the talent the talent base is like, and let's invite some of these talented, wonderful people to join us on the show. And I got more than I bargained for. I got the chief. So here's the chief. Yeah. So let's go ahead and take a couple callers. Callers, we're going to limit the calls to 5 minutes. If you have comments, questions, or requests, be succinct or concise in your question, and we're going to make the most of your 5 minutes. We appreciate you listening, and thank you so much. So let's get ready and take callers. Everybody ready? Set? Let's go. Let's start with the caller who's been holding the longest. Caller from 775-762. Caller, what's your name?
Wendy from Sacramento.
Wendy from Sacramento. Wendy, comment or question?
Question, please. I was in a rear-end collision in a yellow cab March 9th, and I've not been able to work since. My injury attorney wants me to see a chiropractor, and I'm switching to a new chiropractor tomorrow. Will I win my injury case and keep my current employment? I'm choosing between a chiropractor by the name of Joseph or Greg, and the other one is Jeff. What do you see, please?
Do you want me to go first, Drew?
I can go first. No, I can't. I have no abilities. I guess. However it's going to work. I think what we can do is that you can go and
for
then
a few minutes pass it
yeah,
over.
Yeah. And
cool.
then Alicia, she can, I don't know, do healing or do whatever information reading that you get out of this. Does that
cool.
sound good, Alicia?
Fine to me.
Good.
Cool.
So ready, set, go.
So what they're having me do right away is start clearing uncertainty and anxiety out of your solar plexus chakra and just clearing, moving the energy out, replacing it with light and acceptance. And what they're saying is those three names that you mentioned, Greg sticks out at top for me. So take a look at that. That one popped out right away. So I don't know these gentlemen. So that one just sat on top. Take a look at him a little closer, see if he's the right one for you. And I do see... let's take a look if they're going to have you shifting employment anytime in the next, 2 to 6 months here. They're saying we'd like to say that you're going to keep your current employment, but we can't say that. It's unclear at this point. What we're dealing with are other people's egos and how long it's going to take you to heal up and everything like that. So it's just a little unclear, but they are showing a potential for a movement into another space. So what they're saying is, unfortunately, it's a little gray right now. That's why they had us move the anxiety, because we can't really... twist and turn our fate exactly how we want. So we're moving the anxiety. And what they're saying is it's still up in the air, because if it takes a reasonable amount of time for you to heal, it looks like, that old job is going to be sitting there pretty for you when you're ready for it. But they're saying, depending on how long this takes and how long the healing takes internally, psychologically, all the things that need to happen, they're saying that, the employment might not be there for a very long time. So if it takes you three times or twice as long as what is suspected to heal, they might they're just saying they're not opposed to finding someone else. But don't worry, because you got a good line of work history behind you, and something will fall in right behind it. But that's not an absolute. They're saying it's still a little gray because of we don't know how long it's going to take you to heal.
It's only a couple more months.
Okay, then you should be fine, because they were saying if it's going to take like 4 and 6, you might have to, sit that old job down and potentially look at a future one, because they might not be able to, wait around. But they're saying 2 months, absolutely. There shouldn't be a problem with this. Do your healing, release that anxiety and stress, focus on what needs to be done to get well again. Do your meditation, salt baths, whatever you like to do. So just take care of yourself, self-healing time.
We're looking at the middle of September, around the 17th, and the accident happened on March 9th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If the healing goes as well as you want in the next 2 months, I think you should be fine with the current job. Absolutely.
And now I think Alicia can hear us. Okay, let me check and see. Alicia, can you hear now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, we're going to let Alicia talk for a couple minutes.
Okay, first thing what I wanted to do is let you, like she was talking about, releasing, if you will put your hand over your belly button, and if you will think of every negative thing you need to release, and then you let go, move your hand away from your belly button, then this energy will push out. What I'm going to do is I do feel the tightness down in your back, I am going to do a couple of minutes of, and I'm going to blue light, and I'll let you know, because this is what I need your help in with me. So if you give me just a second, if you would like to just be really comfortable, and I can start right now.
I'm doing some chiming in the back and burning of sage just to set the stage for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful energy coming from her. I can feel it here in Tennessee.
Tell you what if Alicia faded out and we were just waiting? That wouldn't happen. I can tell
I'm
when
here.
She fades out. I can tell. I would hear the click. And while we're waiting, I'm sending photographs to Marie Chandler. Do we have
okay,
to be
okay? Are you there?
Okay, good.
Yes, I am.
Can
Wendy's
you hear?
There.
Okay, what I want you to do right now is I want you to close your eyes and imagine blue, and imagine this blue coming in from the top of your head and going through every cell of your body and going out your feet very slowly as it encapsulates all your cells. Feet.
What was that last part, Alicia?
As the blue light, let it go out the end of your feet. And it's just washing these negative anything that's in your body, and it's going out, and we're giving it back to the universe.
Because we don't need it.
And when you've done that, you can let me know.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
She said, when
you've
done that.
When you're finished, let me know.
Okay.
And back on your belly for just a few seconds, and then let it go and let me know how you feel.
A sense of relief. Stress.
Wonderful. Okay, great. Great.
That'll be $9.99 for the first sense of relief.
It's hilarious.
It's going to be extra for any additional relief. Is Jenny.
That's great. Anytime you feel anything negative, or you can always put your hand over your belly button and think of what you want to release, and then let your hand go, and you can just feel it release from you.
Okay.
Thank you.
What I'm going to do real quick. We appreciate you, Wendy. I'm going to put Wendy back in the hold queue. We got a bunch of calls to go through. I'm not trying to minimize people's time, but what I wanted to ask was a question about like this healing and the relation to her question, which is what's going to happen in the near future. There is a connection between, our inner state, and what's going to happen in the near future. Is there a connection? And if so, what is the connection?
Well, for sure. We're creating our own destiny each second of each day. And if we can keep ourselves in as much ease and grace as we can, it simply manifests on a simpler, more fluid level. But when we're all clammed up with anxiety and stress and unknowing and fear, that blocks a little bit of the flow of abundance. And we want as much as we can. So absolutely, yes.
Yeah. See, I knew that. I just wanted somebody to explain it because it does make sense. Like, consciously, I want a certain thing. But if what I'm emitting and attracting is not in alignment with that, then there goes the flow. Like, why is this continuing to happen to me when I really want that? We have
to. Especially for Wendy, if she's trying to heal to get back to work, that stress and anxiety is just going to keep riding that immune system and all the systems of the body, and it will be harder to heal. It will take longer to heal. So wiping away that stress and anxiety, teaching her a couple techniques of helping move that energy and release it will help her heal more quickly, which will guarantee her job more effectively or more likely.
And attract that money.
Yep.
She was talking about a lawyer and some money. Mm-hmm. And I'm also available. I never really talk about the services that I provide, but I'm a professional help you spend things. So if you have abundance and additional money, you just need help spending and enjoying, I'm available sometimes maybe. But I appreciate that. I want to give an applause to Jenny and to Alicia for that. That was awesome. That was like
thank you.
More than you bargained for, you know. You might have thought that someone was going to just say, well, yeah, look, turn left on the corner at 8 o'clock, and then boom, everything's going to work out. But this is, you know, expectations are really weird. What I did in the meantime was I sent Marie a couple of photographs, one of me and one of Jenny. So we're going to give her a little bit of time. I don't know how much time it takes for you to be able to kind of analyze that. You might be done already, Marie. No, yes?
Yeah, I got your picture. I didn't receive Jenny's, so I could tell you a little bit about yourself.
Hold on, let me see if I sent Jenny's. Yeah, I sent it, so it'll probably show up. It's coming from Tennessee to Australia, so there's a little lag.
Take time. Projecting it into the future as well.
Oh, yeah. So you might only get 30% of her. So you were able to take a look at my picture?
Yeah, I'm looking at you right now.
Oh, so besides just, you know, my dashing good looks, are you able to do anything with that? Was it an okay picture? Are you working on it?
I'm going to see through the dashing good looks, but I'll talk about that. So I won't go too in depth and be too personal. So I won't say anything that's going to
embarrass me.
Yeah.
You can look at my face and see some things that might potentially embarrass me. Wow, you're really good.
Speechless. Yeah, I can tell you after.
Oh,
okay. I don't know if you'll be embarrassed or not. You know, some people will, some won't. But the first time I met Herman and he did my reading, in a room full of 50 people, he told everyone my deepest, darkest secrets that I barely admit to myself. So, yes, you can do a very in-depth reading.
Wow. That's
yeah.
Amazing. So blow my mind. Okay. Use me. I only get 5 minutes. I'm like everybody else, except better. So go ahead and tell me something, if you don't mind.
Okay. So the first thing that I see is that you're, I don't know how to say it politely, follically challenged. So here is about sensitivity and reaching out. So it tells me that you're so sensitive that you actually can't reach out for more sensitivity. And you also spend a lot of time in your mind. So there's a lot of creative thinking and there's a lot of logical thinking and a lot of analyzing that goes on. So people go on holiday, you go on holiday in your head. So I literally have an argument with yourself and win. You would bring in all different aspects and there's a lot of information there. Like it's like Google. You carry around Google every day in your head. The next thing that really stands out for me is your nose. So when we look at somebody's nose, it tells us a little bit about the identity of the individual. The base of your nose is really wide. So that tells me you get your, you know, personality when you're helping people, being part of a community, sharing. So it's not about the individual, it's about everybody and bringing everyone together and bringing people on board. The other thing that I quickly look at is the width of the face. So it's like if you look from the tip of your nose to your ear, we can see that as you look at the picture, it's the right-hand side, which means it's your left-hand side, which means it's your internal world, which means that you're more about giving to other people. So sometimes because other people are more important to you, you'll actually end up drained because you won't measure your own energy levels. So if we look at the other side, we see you have more cheek there, but on the left-hand side, there's less cheek, so there's a drain. But it's because you're more about making sure everybody else is okay. So you're a kind of person where you'll have your to-do list on a Saturday morning and then someone will ring and say, hey, can you help me with this? And then you'll spend all day helping other people do their thing. And at the end of the day, you'll sit down going, where's my to-do list? Oh, I didn't get anything done.
Oh, my God.
Is she reading like a book?
Like a book. She said I had a big nose and fat cheeks. No, I got it. And I agree. I agree. Except for the big nose. My nose is sexy. So... the first thing you said...
You said big. I said wide bottom.
Oh, wide bottom. Now, you're talking about my girlfriend now. But I want to say that the first thing you said, you kind of slid it in there. And I don't know what that means. You said phallically challenged. Does that mean like... never mind. I don't even want to know. Because I do have a handicap. It's called overgenerosity. But I don't even think that that's a real thing. I just think it's... this is the way I live my life. But anyway, that is amazing. Oh, my God, that is crazy. You just looked at a picture of me, and you just, like, looked inside of me, and you just – that is nuts. And you can do that with everybody's picture, right?
Of course, yeah.
That is crazy. Dude, center your pictures so you can enjoy this. This is nuts. I can't even tell you how amazing that is. You just have to see it for yourself. I also sent Jenny's picture, so if we'll give it a second. I'll resend it and see if you get time to be able to.
I got it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
So let's give you a little bit of time to work on Jenny because she's very complex in her simplicity, and or simply, I don't know. I'm just trying to be clever. But let's take another caller as we wait. We've got callers waiting for days. So let's take another caller. I want to thank Wendy for her call and all the listeners who are tuned in. Appreciate you. Let's take the next caller from the 210. Wait, before I do that, I'm sorry. I talk so fast. Jenny, did you want to comment on that or did you want to wait until she does your picture?
I just think it's fascinating, and I love the practice and the little bit that I had learned about face reading before this show. She's using similar techniques for looking at certain sides of the face, and I think that's brilliant, and how one side might be less cheeky than the other, and then you can read something from that. It fascinates me, just like palm reading or, you know, the feeling of the bumps on the head. I forget what that's called, but it's wildly fascinating. I love it. Very exciting.
It is. It's nuts. I actually had to pull up the picture and look at it while she was talking. I was like, yeah, that's weird. And I do get drained, and I do give and help, and that's where I feel good, and I live in my head, and it's a beautiful place. So I invite you to join me in my head. It's $9.99 for the first minute, but after that, it's 10 times the price. Let's take a caller from the 210-210-771. Caller, what's your name? Yeah, 5 minutes with us. We appreciate you.
It's Pearl. My name is
Pearl.
Yes.
Pearl.
Hi, Pearl.
Hey. Hello. Hello, all three of you, four of you. I am interested in learning about my employment opportunities coming up. What do you see for me?
Let's take a look here. And Pearl, can you tell me where you're calling from today?
Texas.
Very good. I have a cousin, Pearl, in Texas. Very cool. Okay, I'm just taking a look here and taking a look at the employment space. Your spirit guides are stepping forward, and they're saying that you've been diligent with this. You've been moving into the direction, doing the footwork, building up to it. They're flipping the calendar one time. So it looks like anywhere from now until the next couple weeks, it looks like there's going to be either a shift or a change or new or something like that. So they're showing some shift in the next month. So I don't know if you're already employed or not employed. It looks like some shifting potentially in the next month. Are you employed currently or not?
I've been shadowing another person in my field. So
excellent. Yeah, that looks like it'll come into fruition. The training. Are you happy in that position? Is it something that you love?
I don't know if love is the word because I'm not really. I'm just
okay.
Watching and reviewing. It's kind of interning. I'm just observing. I can see how it works and figuring out how what my part is. So because there's so many layers, it's interesting to me. I find it very mentally challenging.
Excellent. Yes, because they're just saying you're the type of person that's going to have to be mentally challenged or challenged in some way or find it interesting in some level to continue in that space. But they're saying don't be surprised if that's not your end-all, be-all space. They're saying you have a lot of skill. You have a lot of talent. You're very intelligent. They're saying this will be something that you go into for a while until your old soul gets tired of it and then you branch out into something else. What is it that you love to do? They're having me ask what sparks your soul on fire, what triggers you into a passion space?
My passion space is the field that all of you are in.
The what?
Metaphysical.
The field that we're in.
All of you are in.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what they're saying. They're saying, well,
yeah, healing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my passion.
That's what they're saying.
My hobby, but that, I need another revenue source while I play.
Of course. Of course. And they're saying this would be a perfect place, a perfect foundation, this job that you're training on and getting into, would be a perfect foundation to stand and start stretching your branches into more of your passion space, whether it's just a hobby or a part-time gig or whatever that looks like. Because, again, they called you an old soul, which means healer, teacher, seeker, and you can take that into many job spaces, as well as your intuition coming forward and being very, very clear to me now. But, yes, they want you to, you know, feel comfortable in your foundation space, but then also really stretch out those arms and those branches into practicing more of whatever excites you, whatever branch of the metaphysics, you know, how huge it is. So getting into that, you've had several past lives in England and Ireland where you did a lot of pagan kind of earth healing, so between herbs and just out praising the earth and enjoying the outside. So you really have a lot of what we call Celtic energy. And then, of course, you've been a healer in just about every other genre, too. They're showing anywhere from you've been a physician before all the way to a shamanic healer in tribal space. So they're like, the sky's the limit for you. You've got that foundation. Now really kind of like get into that and see what is most, you know, exciting to you and start leaning into that, because they're saying you have a lot of skill in past lives, which is going to trickle into this one. And then you can go into it with a little more ease and grace because you have such a nice beaten down path, so to speak, in that healing space. So yeah, good for you. Keep moving in that space. Call in, tell us how you're doing. I love new and budding psychics or intuitives, especially when they're placed in Texas. I'm all about bringing light where it's kind of dark. That's why I find myself in the South, bring my psychic skills to a place that they might have some fear around it, and in shining the light in a space that maybe didn't have that light before. So your spirit guide's throwing confetti. Congratulations. Keep moving in that space. And of course, you'll heal yourself while learning healing and healing others. So it's a beautiful path for you.
All righty,
okay,
Dan
Pearl. Healing me is more of a challenge, but I can heal other people. I can work on them. So I've been getting DNA strands downloaded lately. I finally figured out they were DNA strands. I said, oh, look at those pretty ribbons. And then I went, wait. About 2 weeks later, it hit me. So I'm excited.
That's wildly advanced.
That.
Well, that's wildly advanced. That's fantastic. And when you find yourself getting further and further into this passion or hobby or career, whatever you want to call it, you'll find others like you. Lean into them. Get sessions, trade sessions.
Okay.
Find other people that do the same work. That's what's gotten me 15 years in, is that I found healers along the way that I bounced ideas off of and looked at and worked with and got healing from, because they're saying that's part of the gig too. Yeah, you can be a fantastic healer and die a premature life because we didn't take care of ourselves. It's a very common martyr system or martyr complex, if you will. So,
barter.
You know, while
yeah.
you're doing...
Okay.
Martyr, yes.
That's
so don't be a martyr.
It's very
healing
to me. So I'm getting to the point where I can kind of peg into it right away who's intuitive and who's not and who's tapped into it.
Yeah.
It just kind of comes to me. So I do have a question for you. Do you think that the current person that I'm shadowing will become a full-time job, or will I go to somebody else?
Well, they're saying it's a little unclear because we're not seeing an exact outline here, because we create our destiny each second of the day. But what they're saying is we're getting a better hit on working where you're training right now, and then starting there. That's the best we can give you right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Pass the mic to Alicia in Alabama. Well, that's not a good intro to call her Alicia from Alabama. Let's call her Alicia, who is a psychic medium. She's an Amadeus shamanic healer, and she does Reiki currently in study to become, you know, yeah, I guess it's the third. I don't know what it is when you get to the highest point of your Reiki instruction. Alicia, can you still hear us?
I can. It's called a Reiki master.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You say Reiki, and I say Reiki. Is it a dialect thing, or am I just saying it wrong?
I might be the one. That's just the way I say it. Everybody kind of says it different.
Yeah, tomato, tomato.
Mm-hmm.
You're from down south, you can say what you want to say. But so what do you get from Pearl, if anything? That's a lot. That's about what I got. Can you still hear us, Alicia? I think Alicia went into the zone. There's a lot of energy on the line today. I might ask you ladies to turn down some of your juice and your power, because overloading the system, the internet can't handle it. She can hear us, but we can't hear her. Say something. Say it loud, Alicia. We can hear you when you say it loud.
Bad connection today.
Yeah. I was trying to use my powers to my techno skills to clear the connection, but I can't. It's not working. I'm gonna actually reconnect with Alicia. But we're gonna thank you, Pearl, for calling in, and we want to invite you to call back in, because I want to try you out and see, you know, as you do your healing, maybe you can read us on a future occasion. Would you be interested in that? Would you be interested in trying your hand at that?
That would be
say
interesting.
Yeah?
I just do it for friends. I just do it if somebody says they're not well. I said, would you like for me to help you? So, yeah, that would be fun.
Well, we're friendly.
And we're on well. So, we're friendly and we're on well. So, we could use your assistance. And I'm teasing. I tease.
Yeah. I'm financially sick as a dog. I'm going to need to kill it. That's not true.
Well, that's easy. We'll just drop drop some dollar bills into your DNA strand.
Yeah. So we're gonna invite you back, Pearl. You know we're here every Sunday, 5 o'clock Eastern. That's 4 Central, and you just dial the same number you did and join us, and we'll remember you because we like your voice. You have a nice tone.
Okay.
I'm a tonologist.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
You're a tonologist.
Amateur tonologist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I read your tone. So we appreciate you, Pearl. We thank you. And Alicia, did you make it back yet? Perfect. That's perfect timing to fall out, because that gives us time to go back to Marie Chandler. And if you recall, Marie Chandler is a face reader and a psychosomatic therapist. Now, if you are just tuning in, you may not know what that means. But if you've been here the whole show, you know what that means, and you are impressed as I am. So she just looked at a picture of me and told me my life story, and I'm floored and flabbergasted. But now Jenny McDaniel is in the hot seat, or in the spotlight, as Marie Chandler can tell us what she got from her pictures. Marie?
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
In the picture, I can't really see your face shape or your ears, but what I can see when I look at the base of your face, you're kind of got a rounded and pointy chin. So that tells me two things. That one, you're very much a people person. So for you, it's about making a difference in people's lives, whatever it is that you do. But you also have an element of sensitivity within you, that it's not that you get knocked for six, you balance back quite comfortably. So I don't know if this is worldwide, but in England we had something called Weebles, and they were little creatures that went around, but Weebles wobble, but they don't fall over.
Mm-hmm.
So what that tells me is you have a good connection with your emotional state. So even if people knock you for six, you don't get floored and need to take time out for hours, days, or weeks. You come back into yourself quite quickly.
True. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other thing I noticed is your eyebrows. You have really strong eyebrows. So the eyebrow is the gateway between the mind and the heart and the emotions. So even though they're quite thick, where one would think, well, that's blocking, they're really quite open above the nose. So you have a good connection. So as thoughts come in and then they come down into your heart and into your identity, there's a free-flowing channel. So as the thoughts come in, they come down through your identity, through your creativity, and out your mouth, your expression of creativity, and it's like there's no blocks. So you can very much go with the flow, and what you see, feel, and hear, you communicate quite quickly. I don't see any blocks within you at all.
Mm.
The one thing I noticed, if you look at your hairline in the middle, it's kind of like an M. It's only very small.
Mm-hmm.
So we call that the widow's peak on people. And for some people, that creates a separation in the mind. So if they look at a problem or something from the mental, logical aspect, then they know what the solution is. If they look at it from the creative aspect, then they know what the solution is. But the two don't necessarily match. And when you have the widow's peak, sometimes making decisions either come immediately or they can take a lot of time as you decide which way to go. Do I follow my head or do I follow my heart? So some people in our community would actually wax off that part so that then you have the open forehead and it doesn't actually separate the masculine and feminine.
Separate them and do the whole like breakdown of the physical, analyzing it, and then bring in the heart.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So did she read you like a book?
She read me like a book.
Yep.
Thank you. Too kind.
I could have read. I could have told you all that too. No, I couldn't have. So no blocks at all. See, that's not fair. You've been healing yourself. I'm gonna start healing myself too, because I don't want any blocks.
I keep coming back to this, you know, planet and incarnating over and over again. I hope I've moved out some of them.
We're gonna start billing you as Jenny Block Free McDaniel. The quantum block free healer. Get your block free. Yeah, wouldn't that be a great thing to be block free? I don't know. I don't recall if I was told that I have blocks, but if you didn't say it, I probably have some. So I'm still a work in progress, as many of us are. We can't all be block free, but it's cool. I'm not jealous. I'm not jelly whatsoever. Alicia's back in the studio. We got Alicia here. Alicia, can you hear us now?
I'm here.
There she is. There she is. So we got you back, and let's do this, because I don't know if I told you guys the show would be an hour or an hour and a half. I'm not sure. I had an idea in my head, and I don't know if I communicated it well. But we do have a couple more callers, so let's take another caller. And this caller, Alicia, you can address this caller first, and then we can keep it moving. How's that sound? Great. That's what I thought.
Okay.
You sure?
I'm getting every other word. I'm trying to figure out what you're saying.
Now, what you can do is, if you're connected through Wi-Fi, certain parts of your house have a stronger signal than others. And if you're standing by the microwave and you're warming up popcorn, is just totally not going to work very well. So maybe if you experiment with different, you know, places in your house, if you're, you know, just saying, I don't know. So that's the thought.
I'm sitting right in front of my Wi-Fi.
Oh, well, there you go. So we have to blame that on Jenny.
It's just a lot of energy. There's a lot of energy flowing.
Yeah, because Jenny's block free, so her energy is just, I'm not jealous. So.
Oh, I have blocks, plenty of them I work on.
No, you're good. Hey, I'll tell you what, Jenny is like, there's, you know what, sometimes you have a word for somebody, and sometimes you can just say their name, and Jenny is Jenny, and that's awesome, and if you know like I know, then you don't have to say any more, but Jenny is amazing and important in my life. So let's go ahead and take this second caller, or this third caller, or whatever caller it is. 917 is the area code. 917, caller, what's your name? You got 5 minutes. Tell us what's up.
Hi, this is Ellen, and gee, I'm glad to get 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Hi, Ellen.
So comment or question, Ellen?
Question regarding my work life. Do you see any changes coming up? And if you can't tune into that, you pick up something else, that's fine too.
Where are you calling from right now?
New York.
Excellent. Ellen's from New York. Let's take a look at work and employment.
Wait, we're supposed to let Alicia go first.
You can go ahead.
I'll just take 2 minutes at a time.
You guys are so polite.
Kind. You get kindness amongst psychics most of the time.
Right.
So, so what they're having me do is kind of just read your energy, and you really got a fantastic energy. It's very optimistic. I don't know, maybe that's just how you're feeling today or how you are generally, but I'm getting optimism, and it's a lighter, fantastic, up energy. So thank you for that. And they show changes, in work. But they're not telling me exactly when, but they're saying something, either might be in the works, or you have it kind of manifesting in your head, or you want some changes or something like that. So, is there something in particular you're trying to get into, or are you trying to shift jobs, or what are you getting into right now?
Well, I am where I am, so I'm trying to make changes there to make it a little bit more satisfactory. But I'm also trying to get out of where I am and find something somewhere else that'll pay me better.
Yes, and you have what it takes to get into that space. They're saying your optimism, your energy, your work history, you're in a perfect position to, if you can't make it light enough or shift the energy where you're currently at, they're saying the sky's the limit for you. You've got, wonderful resume of things you're capable of and things you can do well and things like this. So what they're saying is you're in a perfect position to see how the things go at the current place, of course, if that's what you're looking for first. But they're saying, don't be surprised even if things are going well in the current position and you shift things and it becomes a little easier, what have you. They're saying your stretch is there. You have an eye looking out and kind of desiring, like you said, more money or what have you. But they're saying, do that because that's where the first place that manifestation starts. I'd like more money or different job or whatever anyone says to themselves. And they're saying that your push and your momentum behind it can get you there. So they're saying even take a little time and be like, what do I want? Where would I like to move into part-time or get paid more full-time? So they're saying play around with it a little bit and then cast your net, if you will, because you're hot in the manifestation place. You got the energy for it. You got the connection. You're fine. It looks like you're fine where you're at and you will move energy and shift it a bit there. But it's not going to be permanent and you will end up in a new space, but take your time. You got a nice foundation. Take your time. Especially if things kind of whittle in how you want them to at the current situation, current job. But don't lose the eye on the prize. There is more money for you. There are better scenarios and they're opening up the door and saying, not only does she have opportunities in her current type of work, but she's very skilled and you can like move that into different areas if you wanted to. You be the determiner of what you do in this lifetime, but you've got the skills flowing out of you. So yes, keep the eye on the prize, pull yourself toward it. And then once you get that manifestation, you can work on the next one or can work on them all at the same time if you want to.
We're getting, we're reconnecting Alicia. She's going to reconnect through her landline because she broke the internet with her with all her
supercharged
power.
Energy. Yeah.
Yeah. Amadeus shamanic healing. That's so many syllables. Skype just couldn't handle it today. And I'm in the back room. I'm talking to Marie Chandler. And while we're waiting on Alicia to connect, I want to take a moment to say this is Spiritual Awakening, Sundays, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, every Sunday, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Drew Pillow, Jenny McDaniel, Mandy Elam also alternates in as co-host role. Their contact information is on the show page for today. It says contact, and then click a button, and you can connect with Facebook and also with their email. Also today, if you look on our show page, you'll have contact information for our special guests, Marie Chandler and Alicia Alsobrook. Let me get this. Yeah, you can click a link and join and check out FaithReadingSydney.com.au. And also you can join her on Facebook, and that's for Marie Chandler and Alicia Alsobrook. You can get information, connect with her on Facebook, join her group. It's got like 60,000 people in there, but you feel right at home because there's somebody like you. So I'm waiting on Alicia to join in. What's your number? Call in Alicia if you can hear us. I'm waiting on her to connect so we can plug her in. And I'm sorry. Who did I just lose? Did somebody just hang up on me? It wasn't Jenny and it wasn't Marie. So we have a few minutes left. If you guys can, if there's something that I should have asked you or didn't ask you and you wanted to mention something, anything in the works coming up for you guys, Marie Chandler or Jenny McDaniel, anything you want to talk about that we didn't quite cover yet?
I was going to ask Marie a quick question since we have her on the line and I'm so fascinated with her work. Did you say that your teacher, I think you said maybe Herman or something of this nature, did he create this face reading modality? And because I hear a lot of it coming out of Australia, and was that where it was originated?
So Herman Muller created what we call the psychosomatic process. So it's a 10-day process where we start off learning about the face, and then we do body reading, the hands and the feet, and then emotional release work. And it's like a 10-day process that you go through, which, as you say, you come out the other end and you have a lot of self-awareness and you release a lot of things that you've been holding on to. So we take a picture at the beginning of the course, and then we take a picture at the end of the course. And as you say, as you said earlier, like at the end of the course, you can see that your two faces are more similar to each other. And it's where we learn to, you know, not just integrating the masculine and the feminine, but also the internal and the external. Because sometimes we might be very polite to other people and we don't really tell them if they've upset us. We might say, oh, when you did that, it upset me. But really, we want to say it a lot more harsh. But what we do, we don't really tell people the level of effect of how they've hurt us. And so what we don't express, we end up suppressing. And when people learn that when you consider other people and you fail to consider yourself, you actually impact yourself, self-harm. So you sort of learn to get the confidence to say, you know, you tell people what you need to tell them at the level and tone you need to tell them, and it's up to them how they interpret it, because we feel we might hold back, saying if anybody spoke to us like that, you know, we wouldn't cope. But they're responsible for how they receive your information.
Absolutely.
And we go through on a deeper level. The body resides in the face, so that's why when you look at the face, you can get insights into what's going on in the body. Because sadly, Herman passed away last year in December. We're all really wanting to step up a bit more and get his work out there, because it really is such amazing work and we really want to honor his memory.
I think that's brilliant, and I'm bought, you know, I'm hook, line, sinker. I think that I read energy for a living. I look at modalities all day long and look at the validity and look at the integrity and look at the energy. And this is really sitting up there on top as far as integrity and heart energy and stuff. So wonderful. Yes, keep it alive.
Thanks.
And that is, you know, I am so fortunate because I get to rub elbows, so to speak, with amazing people like you. Like, that is amazing that you can do work with people and it restructures them physically. You know what I mean? Like, that's, who would have believed that? Like, that's what I like about this show, because it is amazing. And if I'm the only one being amazed, then that's fine with me. But this is amazing. So you do healing, and then people's faces change and get more symmetric. Is that, did you just say that?
Well, I think, yeah, like, as you let go of things and release, then, yeah, you will see changes to your face. So, you know, just like the liver and the blood, they all rejuvenate every X amount of days. So does the face. So, I mean, you can see if you look at pictures of who you were before and who you are now, you'll see slight changes, because we're impacted by our environment and we're impacted by how we speak to ourselves. You know, if we're harsh on ourselves or if we're compassionate towards ourselves. And that's what you see in the face, is sometimes we can be more giving to other people than we are to ourselves.
Mm.
So once you have that awareness,
which is not ideal.
Yeah, it makes you have a little bit more integrity for, you know, how you speak to people, how you speak to yourself, knowing that words have vibrations. So it makes you really think before you communicate about what it is that you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I look back to when I was at school, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. But I see now that words carry vibrations, and we're really not aware of how much we do impact people. And we're probably quite unaware of it.
Yeah, and how we impact ourselves with our self-talk. It's maybe it was deliberate and deliberate, or maybe it was unintentional, but it's complete misinformation to say that words will never hurt people, because words do hurt people. So, yeah, love this. This is about healing, and this is about, you know, having a better life for you. So it's a total package deal. We talk about, you know, we look at, you can, people can look at your face. Now, that's amazing. That is like, that's got to be the most shocking thing I've seen ever, is that you can look at my face and tell me stuff about me. I would think if somebody looks at your face, they're being judgmental, but that's not. You're like, how, what do? You look at my face and then you can see my soul or something? How does that work?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're all everything. We're mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual, and soul beings. So when you bring all of that together, you get insights into people. One of the challenging things is when sometimes you know people more than they know themselves. And that can be a challenge, because you have to make a decision on your integrity. Do you say it or not? Because you can impact people on their life path, but also you're not responsible for other people.
Let me ask Alicia. Alicia, can you hear us now?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes. How do you do it? How do you, so you're talking to me, how do you know if I need to be healed? How do you know what needs to be healed? Are you peeking in my soul too? Like, are you like looking at my energy body? Are you running me through the scanner and you can, like, the lights
right.
go on? And
that's what I do, is I'll scan you and scan your energy. And usually when I scan and I pour energy in somebody, a blockage. So I'll work with that till I can get that flowing all the way down.
Gosh. So this is also what Jenny does too. Jenny does all this, but Jenny, I think you do physical and energetic and.
Yeah, usually when I first get their energy, I start to feel a certain way. So I think it comes through my senses, through empathy, and I start to feel a certain way, and then I start getting pictures in my third eye of either past lives or current existence. And then I just go from there. That's my angle. That's my go-to. But, you know, I can come from any angle anyone needs me to, but that's where I start. Usually I start feeling, and then it moves into vision, and then I start getting information through my head.
I do something like that. I'm kind of like real amateurish, but like I just get vibes from people, and I'm not messing with that person, you know. Like there's people, and I just won't interact with them. I won't, you know, not because they're bad, but sometimes because people are like they're really struggling or they're really damaged or something. And I feel like if I get too close to this person, it's going to just suck the life out of me. It's just going to drain me out. So I like really happy and optimistic people because I already give too much and I don't want to be around people that are like spongy. Does that make sense?
That's healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries of what you're capable of managing at that moment, at that day, at that week, and putting up boundaries, not being mad at them for having those issues, but just saying, not today for me, I can't manage that. And then, you know, if I can manage you or help you in another way, maybe then. But healers and sensitives really have to work on the, and most of us do on some level, the universe offers it to us every day, of healthy boundaries of what we can and can't manage and being honest with ourselves. And if the other person triggers because we can't hold space for them at that exact moment, that's their ego. That's their stuff. Like Marie was saying, when we read our stuff, we do it heartfully and give it to them without any sort of hold back, because what they do with that information is on them. If they take it well, that's great. And if they trigger, well, that's great too. That just shows another area of healing that the person can go into or what have you. And that's their ego or karma or whatever you want to call it. So, yeah.
So you guys don't really have to like walk around with a protective bubble to keep your energy safe, you know, from taking on too much of other people's stuff. You guys just know how to kind of alchemize it and like give it back to where it belongs and not carry it around on you.
And it's different each day. Like if I've had a really rough day, my emotion level is less strong. So I'm not going to go deal with some heavy, heavy stuff. So you just feel what your body is capable of that day. Some days you're stronger. Some days you need the bubble. Some days you can just manage it in your head and say, okay, I can help you, but tomorrow or whatever it is.
Good. Marie, in your work, do you ever experience, like, are you at risk for, you know, having energetic, not so good experiences? Like, you know what I mean? Like you're doing something with somebody and their energy is just like really dark or really hairy or something. And it's like, oh God, this is draining me. Or are you like not at risk for anything like that?
I think at the end of the day, we're all human beings and we're all on our own journey and evolution. So, you know, none of us are perfect. None of us have it all together. And I think, you know, people are ready to receive the information when they're ready. So, you know, you can say the same thing 10 times to someone and they never hear it. And other people, you can say it and they're ready to hear it and the changes will occur. And I think when you let go, you know, it's not that I'm fixing or healing anybody. I'm just being the messenger and they choose whether they take that on or not. So it's really learning that. You know, my journey has been not taking things personally. So sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. At the end of the day, we're all human.
That's beautiful.
I like to think that the more I learn, the more I get out there, the easier it gets, but then the greater the challenges that come at you.
Oh,
it's an ongoing process. Yeah.
It is.
That's the best news I heard all day. Not really. But, yeah.
But more tools.
Drew, you've learned all your lessons and you're perfect. Sorry, I forgot to add that bit at the end.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. No, but I really, you know what, part of me wants everything to be cruise control, smooth sailing, but I also know that the growth comes from the challenges and the resistance and the lessons. So I embrace that. I appreciate the growth. I just don't always like the process.
Yeah.
So, Alicia, in what you do, let me make sure that you can hear me okay. Alicia, can you hear me okay? Over.
I can hear you.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. The energy is holding, guys. This is awesome. So, Alicia, in what you do, it seems like, are you at any type of risk of taking on, you know, energy that maybe you don't want to take on or encountering in the process of healing? Do you have to protect yourself so that you don't become drained or, you know, pick up something you didn't want to pick up?
Absolutely. There's been where, you know, I've had you know, people that just message me and, you know, want to commit suicide, and I just will take that whole feeling from them and then release it myself just to make it quicker.
Woo.
I just take it all in and I release it for them.
Mm.
So it's really emotional, and I do, you know, you have to cleanse and take your space and stuff like that, because I've dealt with some really dark stuff.
Wow. Wow. That's weird that question even came to mind. It just, and it was a perfect question for you, because, and maybe for all of us, but yeah, that is, it's so important for us to be mindful of, like Marie mentioned earlier, like being too giving, and then, you know, you got to make sure you're getting for yourself and recharging and stuff. And that's the story of my life. I give too much. And so in honor of Drew being such a giver, we want everybody to send money to Drew. Give back to Drew.
That'll balance your face out. That'll balance your face out. You get money in the mail, you are symmetrical as all get out.
I'll be smiling out of both sides of my face. And yeah, and we, and, you know, any contribution will help, as long as it's over $500 US. Anything, any small amount will do. So we are at the end of our show. We are closing in. So in the last, I can still hear you, Alicia. At the last, we have 4 minutes. So I want to give everybody 1 minute to say something nice in closing, remind us of how to contact you, anything that you didn't get to say that you wanted to say, or anything that comes to mind, anything you want to leave us with. That's cool beans. This is the time to do it. And I want to take my minute and thank the callers and the listeners and invite you to join us again. So let's start at the top or the bottom or the side. It doesn't matter. But let's start with Marie.
Okay, yeah. So as part of giving back, I also do some free readings on two groups. One is Mystical Readings and More, run by Pam Cassidy, and one called Free Psychic Eye Readings by Michelle Bai. And I think, like, as we talk about going through the process, we need to realize as we experience opposite ends of the emotions, you know, the goal is to sit in the middle. And I sort of summarize that by, you know, as we polarize, we learn to equalize and then we stabilize. So, you know, it's about not being harsh on ourselves and being our own best friend. And, yeah, please feel free to connect with me through my website, on Facebook. Yeah, reach out. Thanks very much. And I want to thank you both for having me, Drew and Jenny. It's been great. And Aisha, it's been lovely meeting you too.
Oh, such a beautiful person. I appreciate that. Aisha, 1 minute for you.
Yes.
Can you hear us still? I think it's the Australia-Alabama connection. I don't think the internet can handle that. Too many A's. While we're waiting for Alicia to get her connection more stable, let's go to Jenny McDaniel. Jenny McDaniel, what's up with you?
Everyone can reach me on Facebook, Jenny, J-E-N-N-I-E, McDaniel, M-C-D-A-N-I-E-L. You put a period in between my first and last name at gmail.com. You can email me. Taking clients whenever. If you want a half an hour, it's 25. If you want a full hour, it's 50, which is quite a bargain, quite a deal. So contact me, get your reading, get your assistance. And I wanted to say to Marie, I appreciate you so much. You're so enlightening, and I absolutely adore your work. I'm going to be calling for an appointment, and I'm going to set something up with you so I can get some more details and send you a better picture of my full face. And I'll absolutely pay you, or we can do a trade, whatever you like to do. But I really appreciate you nonetheless, and thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks, Jenny. That'll be great.
Fantastic.
Alicia, did we connect with you? Alicia.
Yes, I'm here.
There
you
go. You
can go to my group, Free Psychic Readings and Spiritual Connections, or you can message me on Facebook. That would be fine. Just appreciate you having me. I'm sorry with the connections been in and out.
We're going to have. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
And I just appreciate you having me, and nice talking to you, gals.
All right. And we're going to, and you know what I did? I took the liberty of inviting Alicia to come back and join us on the show again in the future because she has such a challenged connection, and we're going to make it right. And we also want to invite Marie Chandler and let her know that we extend an ongoing open invitation for you to join us anytime that it's convenient for you. Just connect with us, and because we like you and we like both of you and we like ourselves. And it's important for the listeners. Hey, like everything you like, but like yourself. So without any more from me, on behalf of all of us, you guys have an excellent rest of the day. Sunday for those in the U.S. and Monday for Marie Chandler and the people there. Goodbye.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. So let's spend it living and not just going through the motions. Sometimes we need to take a fresh new look at things in order to expand our horizons. This is Spiritual Awakenings, the show that shines a light on your pathway, leading you to a more fulfilled life. I'm your host,